morning.
It's still a little bit early here. The sun's up, but just barely. It's quiet outside. I woke up before my usual hour because last night I was scrolling a bit and I came across this script and I thought I might like to try it before I get up and start my day. I guess it's a script. It feels a little more like a note to me, I guess. I've read it a few times, and honestly, some of it reads a little more like instructions. I'm not really sure, to be totally honest. It says to just yap for a bit, and then it tells me to do a few things, and so I guess I'm gonna do that. I just followed what the first part says to do, and maybe you'll enjoy listening or hearing about it. Maybe you'd even like to join me as I describe what I've done with my morning so far and what I'm about to do. Anytime you hear me talking about or doing something that would make you feel good, why don't you just join me, okay? Also, in the spirit of the note, I want to extend to you a little invitation. Whenever I wake up, like first thing, sometimes I like to sit up and stretch and take a little bit of time to awaken and enliven my senses. And before I get started with whatever it is I'm about to do, I really want to try that with you. So, whenever you're ready, I want you to sit up straight, breathe in as deep as you can through your nose, and try to fill up your lungs with as much fresh morning air as you can. And then I want you to slowly, slowly exhale through your mouth. Just crack your lips open ever so slightly and sort of let your breath tumble over your bottom lip and make an audible as you exhale. Okay, are you ready? Let's try this. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. That feels good. Let's do it a couple more times, okay? Okay. So I want to set the scene for you a little. It's early, like I mentioned. My room's clean and everything's put away, other than my covers being pulled aside from where I just got up. I have my water bottle on my nightstand. The note says for me to be sure to drink plenty of water and stay hydrated after I finish and throughout the day. This is a good idea, actually. If it helps for you to visualize, imagine the cool morning light If you like, you can imagine that you were in bed with me before I got up. I'm not usually the early riser, but today I woke up enthusiastically. And right now I'm just sitting on the edge of my bed. And you can imagine you're laying there on your side, watching me breathe and stretch in the dim light. Or you can close your eyes and imagine that you're just lying there, listening to me do everything I'm about to describe. While I'm recording this, I'm thinking about that too. Sitting here on the side of my bed, stretching, relaxing, with your comforting presence behind me, listening to you breathe, maybe realizing you're awake and feeling your attention focused on me. I know you like what I wore to bed. I'm a casual girly. So I was just wearing some simple panties, the kind you like, and I went to bed topless last night because sometimes you just gotta let them breathe. And that's it. So if you'd like, you can fantasize about the moments before I got up, laying with your chest against my exposed back. You can imagine one arm under your pillow supporting your head, and the other draped over my stomach, supported by the smooth skin on my side, and my own arm resting over top of yours, our fingers laced together. You can let your mind wander, and if you want, you can let that imagery of being my big spoon wander off into a brief fantasy of being in a place of comfort with me. The lights off, the house quiet, feeling the rise and fall of each of my breaths, guiding my cadence with your own breathing, holding me against your body with your arm. This moment just all about sharing our warmth, sharing our soft sheets, existing together in the quiet. I love this, baby. That actually brings me quite a lot of comfort, you know? You snuggled up behind me, being my big spoon. I quite like that. It makes me feel safe, content. I didn't get dressed to go through this morning routine. The note says to do it in whatever way feels comfortable and good. And this, just in my panties, this feels good. So a little while ago, I stretched my arms straight up over my head, with my palms flat as if I was trying to press them right against the ceiling. I held them extended over my head and filled my lungs deep. And as I exhaled, I let my shoulders roll back a bit and relax. And then I repeated that a few times. And then I placed my palms on either side of my body on the bed, and I noticed the soft texture of the sheets against my palms, and I let my eyes close softly, and I took my hand and I stretched out my fingers and placed them one after the other on my leg, almost like I was playing keys on a piano. And I let them rest very, very gently. And then I slowly closed them in towards one another. And I drew them all the way in until they were bunched together and touching. And then I slowly, gently extended them outward, flattening my palm as I dragged the back of my nails outward, flattening my hand on my leg. And then I lifted my palm again, leaving my fingers gently planted, kind of like a little spider. And I increased the pressure with just my middle finger. And I slowly drew my fingers in towards my body, down my thigh, pressing in with just that finger, and letting the others gently lead it down my leg, traveling towards my inner thigh and towards the crease between my leg and my body. It felt like I was drawing energy and anticipation in towards my center, and it felt really, really good. And I ran my finger up and down that crease, outwards towards my hip, in towards my cunt, but resisting the temptation to travel all the way there, just inviting that anticipation, just teasing, thinking momentarily about letting my other hand join. And I decided, the note says that this is my moment and my experience. And I let my other hand travel gracefully towards my body, and I let it mimic the motion of the other. And then I dragged the fleshy part of my middle fingers up and over my hips, and I flattened my palms against my sides, trailed them slowly up my body until they reached the bottom of my breasts. And I slowed down even further, applying gentle pressure, drawing my fingers one by one over the smooth, soft skin. And as each one reached my nipples, I let the very tip of my finger draw across the very tip, side to side, one after another. And then I took my breasts in my hand and cupped them firmly. And I breathed like this for a while. And as I drew in deeper and slower breaths, I let my body feel calm. And with each inhale, started feeling that gentle, simmery, burning sensation, teasing my diaphragm, filling my lungs, and guiding gentle waves of pleasure out from my chest, through my arms and out to my fingertips. And with each exhale, I push that sensation down my center, down, down, down towards my cunt. So now I'm gonna lay down. And I'm gonna keep breathing and keep my eyes closed. And I'm gonna touch myself. And I would really like it if you would do that with me, baby. I am getting naked now. As I'm laying down with my head on my pillow, right now my hands are pressed against the soft skin below my waist. My fingers are stretched downwards, and I'm slowly inching them forwards, down between my legs. And I'm running them down across my inner thighs, just touching and enjoying that soft flesh. I'm imagining what it would feel like if your cheeks were nuzzling that skin. It's pillowy and I'm just aching to be touched. I just brushed across the outer lip of my pussy with one of my knuckles. Just like gently grazed it. And I can feel my wetness on my finger. Baby, I'm gonna touch myself now. And if you like and it feels good, I'd love it if you would touch yourself too. I'm just sliding my fingers up and down along the side of my cunt, and slowly joining them together. Exploring, slowly separating my lips and feeling how wet my slit's gotten while I've been touching the rest of my body. I'm gonna bring one hand back to my chest and play with my breast. And with the other, I'm just slowly drawing my middle finger up and down between my slit, from that plane between my pussy and my asshole, all the way up, just playfully letting the tip graze my clit. My clit is getting so needy. She's desperate for me to touch her, but I'm taking my time, building anticipation, building pleasure. With each stroke up and down my slit, I'm pressing my finger further and further and further in, and I'm using my thumb to press against the skin above my clit. I can't wait anymore. I'm collecting some of the wetness from my pussy on my middle finger, and I'm drying it upwards to sort of bathe my clit. Oh, fuck. I'm just like playing with my wetness against the tip of my clit, moving in a circular motion, applying pressure and then lightening it every now and then. Oh, this feels so good, baby. I wish I could take your hand in mine and guide your touch between my legs so that I could feel like this, and you could feel how wet my pussy is and how swollen and needy my clit is. Oh, I want you to join me, please. Will you share this moment, this pleasure with me? It would feel really, really good to know that's what you're up to. Because this feels so damn good. I need to be filled. I'm still teasing my clit, but I need more. I just got my fingers wet in my mouth, and I'm gonna push them inside of me. I wish these were your fingers. I wish I could feel you exploring the inside of my body. Oh, pressing in and out of my slick, wet tunnel. I'm reaching in further, trying to imagine that it's your length, that I can feel your need throbbing inside of me, that you can feel my body responding and tightening around you. Oh, I want to come like this. Please, please, please be playing with yourself right now. I want you to get yourself close, because because I'm getting close and I don't feel like edging right now. I just really need a release. And I really, baby, I really want to know that you're having that experience with me. You're ready. Please, please come with me, okay? I wanted to do a countdown at the end of this. I'm gonna try, but oh fuck, I'm really close. Okay, 10, 9, 8. Oh fuck. 7. Why did I start with 10? I'm not gonna make it. 6. Oh, 5. Oh, baby, I hope you're close too. Oh, 4. Please, please, please be close. Oh, 3. I'm ready. Oh, get ready to come with me. 3. Wait, I just said that. Fuck. 2. I can't. I'm coming. That felt really good. I really, really hope you came when I did. I just find that to be just so fucking hot. I hope you're laying there still. Relax, baby. Don't try to clean up right away. If you need a sip of water or something, get one, but otherwise, just be still and letting all of my tension melt away from my body. Do that with me. Let your arms stretch out on either side. Stretch out your legs. And let your feet sort of fall to either side. Just listen to me breathe, baby. If they aren't already, close your eyes with me. Let your palms feel empty. Feel the cum on your body. Whatever that means for you in this moment. And just let a little smile sneak onto your mouth. Because this was fun. Just listen to me breathe. Okay, come back to your breathing. Wiggle your toes and fingertips for me. Start to feel your energy returning. I'm really, really glad you joined me for this. It felt really good. And if you feel up to it, once you're ready to get up, you've gotten cleaned up, I'd love to hear how this felt for you. Really, really, I would. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, wherever you are. I hope you feel rest and centered and energized and ready for whatever's to come.